Have your Bible. Take it and turn this morning with us. I want to go to Romans chapter number 12. Praise His holy name. Romans chapter number 12, verse number 3. The Bible says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt every man the measure of faith." I want to preach just a few minutes this morning on this thought. The possibility of faith. The possibility of faith. Have you ever thought about faith? About faith? Have you ever thought about your faith? Amen? You say, what is faith? It's that God gives us, praise God. It's been given into us, praise God, that gives us the capacity for faith. In the heart of man, it's been put there so that we can have the capacity to have faith. So what are you saying, Pastor? He said, when God created man, He put us in this world. Amen? He put us here for His glory. He gave us a capacity to trust. Faith is really just to be able to have something, someone that we can trust. Now in the world today, you can't trust a whole lot. People love us, and we love each other, and we try our best to be there for them. We try to be there to help them. We try to be there to encourage them. But sometimes we just can't. Sometimes there's just things that you and I can't do for each other. But we've got a God of heaven, to praise God, that can do all things. And He tells us that, and when we begin to believe it, God begins to move in our hearts, and we begin to see in our heart that we have a present help. Someone that'll be there for us. And there's nothing that's too difficult, praise God, for Him. Amen? But as we look at this morning, we see that there's different measures of faith. Amen? Did you ever realize that? There's different measures of faith. Look at 2 Thessalonians. Let me just show you right quickly. Look at 2 Thessalonians chapter number 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 1, verse number 3. Paul says this to them, to the Thessalonians. He says, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as is me, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth." So what Paul's telling us here, he said, that faith, he said, what God does, He gives us that measure of faith. Amen? That measure of faith that you need. Hey, he said, I thank God for you, and I thank God for what He's doing in you. Amen? If we ever get the realization that what God wants to do in us, amen, if we'll let Him. I've seen a whole lot of people get excited about the things of God, and it scares them to death. Amen? I've seen people get in a worship service, pray God, and God just be all over them, and then you wouldn't see them for a month, pray, because it scared them to death. Because they thought God was going to begin to move on them in a way, praise God, that they couldn't handle it. But I want to tell you, praise God, God will handle it. If we'll just put our faith in Him, pray God, that possibility of the faith to just trust Him in everything that we are. He'll begin to do the rest. He'll begin to make that difference. Paul said to the Thessalonians, praise God, he said, that kind of faith, that measure of faith, praise God, it's been put in you, Lord God, that capacity to trust God, he said, it's in there, and he said, I see it. Amen. When you start seeing that capacity of faith, praise God, that He gives that capacity to trust God, you see people change, you see people's lives changed. Amen. And it's always for the better. It's never in a negative fashion. It's always for the better when you begin to see that. But he says here in the Word of God, he says, I thank God for you. Amen. Praise God. But he said, as is His meat, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. He said, it's fitting for me to be thankful. It's fitting for me to just give God glory for you, or praise for you. Because God's been doing something, and you realize what God wants to do. You realize how God wants to move in you, how He wants to touch your life. Yeah. I don't know about you, that excites me. That a God of heaven, as big as God is, holds the world and the universe in the span of His hand, that He thinks enough of you. Hey, this little old, as far as the universe, this old earth that we live on, just a speck of dust. But He looks down past that little speck of dust, and He sees us where we are, and He loves us in a Godward way. That's exciting to me. That blesses this little boy's heart. And I thank him for that. But he said, that measure of faith, praise God, God give you to trust in him. Paul says, I see that. And he said, and it's fitting. He said, it's meat, praise God. Because God's done something, praise God, that we ought to give him praise and glory for. Because he moved into something as little as I and as little as you. Amen. Don't you ever let the devil make you think that you're insignificant. That you don't really amount to nothing, that you're nobody. I want to pray and say, in the eyes of an almighty God, you are somebody. Praise God, if we'll go with him, we're going somewhere. We've got a destination and it's glory. Amen. Through the possibility of faith. Our faith that we have in him. Amen. And he said it's that faith that's growing. Amen. I wonder today, is your faith growing? Are you growing in the Lord? Are you realizing, hey, we ought to be a church full of faith. Because we have literally saw God do miracles in this place. We've saw him touch hearts and lives and make changes. I'm not talking about just the saving of souls. I've seen him do mighty and wonderful things. Because we ask him, believe and praise God. He said, if we ask believing, we shall receive. We just need to have faith to trust him, praise God, because we know that he's able to do all things. To do what he does and do it well. Amen. He said that faith is growing. He said, I see it. Amen. He said it's growing exceedingly. It's not just a little faith, praise God. It's not just a little trust in the Lord, but it's a great big trust. God begins to meet his needs. I was thinking as I was going through this the other day, and Brother Murray's over in Bolivia, and they're having a shutdown. I mean, it's a terrible thing in the capital of Bolivia. And the churches and the pastors that's called up there around the capital, they've shut everything down. They don't have no gasoline. They don't have no food. They just barely can't have able to find water. And things is just in a terrible situation. And Brother Murray, I've told you to pray for him. He's been loading up and carrying up in the dark of night, praise God, to get around the barriers that they put up during the day to stop them from getting into the capital. The protesters, the rioters, the fiends of hell is what they are. But they've been going in, and these pastors in there, they're trying to do something for God, and they're praying, they're putting their trust in him. And Brother Murray's been able to take supplies up into them. Amen. 100, 150 pounds of food per pastor. Once a week or so, whenever they can get through and where they can get it gathered up. And he said, those pastors just got their trust in the Lord. You say, preacher, why don't they just load up and get out there? It's not what God called them to do. God called them to stay and to minister to the people, to pass out that truth. If they bail now, they could forget going back. Amen. What do you do, praise God, in a situation like that? He said, you put your trust in the Lord. Amen. And what does God do? He begins to nudge the hearts of his people. Amen. And then he begins to send in, praise God. He begins to make arrangements, praise God, that's far beyond any of our expectation. And he begins to meet those needs. How many times in your life has God met your expectations and fulfilled your needs? Every time, praise God. Hey, he's never left us. He's never forsaken us. He's never been late, praise God. He's always on time. Amen. Amen. You may not have steak and things on your table when you'd like it. But praise God, I won't say this little old fat preacher's never went without. I've never pillowed my head with, praise God, in my belly empty. Amen, glory to God. God has always been there for me. Hey, you say you ain't never had hard times. Yeah, I've had hard times. I've had difficulties. But praise God, God has always met every need. Amen. Amen. If we can make it through to July the 3rd, me and my wife be married 40 years. Amen. And we have been blessed every year. Praise God, we've had some years that's more difficult than others. But praise God, God was always right there. Glory to God, he was always right in the midst. And our faith has been growing. Praise God, our faith, our trust in him. Praise God, the capacity to trust him, it's greater than it's ever been. He's brought us through a lot. Amen. And you guess what? He's not finished yet. He's still working on us. Paul said, I'm grateful, praise God, because of the faith that's growing, it's exceeding, it's above anything that we're seeing out here in the world. And he said, that faith leads to a charity that's greater than all. That charity is love in action. Amen? He said, because of what God's doing, he said, the possibility of faith, praise God, is that ability to trust God. He said, I'm seeing charity in action. That's what we're seeing over in Bolivia, South America, praise God. We're seeing charity in action. The love of God, praise God, manifest. Amen. Now I want to say this morning, there's some different experiences of faith. Amen. Different experiences of faith in the Lord's people. Some have a different experience, different experiences with their faith. There's different aspects of our faith. Amen. Over in Mark chapter number 4, he talks about the faith that we have. In Mark chapter number 4, he speaks about a faith that we have, praise God, when we don't know the situation. When the storms are raging. When we don't know what to do. You remember the story? Amen. Different experience of faith. He said, some have no faith. I mean, have you ever been in a situation where it just feels like you don't have no faith? Amen. It's hard to just trust that everything's going to be okay. It's hard to believe that this situation could be taken care of in a positive manner. Amen. You know why they're not most times? Because we don't put our trust in the Lord. Amen. So we don't figure out our part, their part, and put our trust in the Lord, ask Him to help us. Amen? You know the story, they're getting there, and the Lord invites them to go over across the sea, the Sea of Galilee. So the same day, verse 35, said the same day when the evening was come, He saith unto them, let us go over unto the other side. Amen? So He invites them to go over on the other side with Him. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships. And there rose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. It was over. It was about to sink. The waves was coming into the boat. What do you do when your boat's getting full? Amen. He says, and he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have, watch this, no faith? Amen? So why is it that you don't have any faith? See, Jesus had invited them to go with him to the other side. Don't you think on that just a minute. He invited them to go with him to the other side. He's inviting us to be with him on the other side. So he's going to be with us, praise God, till we get there. Jesus was in the boat with them. You say, well, preacher, they should have been scared because the boat was taking on water. Yeah, but praise God, the one that had control of all of it was in the ship with them. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. He's there with you. Amen. He's there. He don't ever leave you alone. I don't know about you. That excites me. Hey, sometimes I'm like a little kid. I can't be left alone a minute. I get into mischief. I got that old hound dog that God gave me up here in October for my birthday. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Tree and Walker. And it's worse than a two-year-old. If you leave her to herself, she'll tear up everything in the yard. Amen? She'd rip it to shreds. That's about the way I am, though. If God leaves me alone, I mess everything up. Amen? That's why He don't leave me alone. That's why He's always there. His presence is always with me. Everywhere I go, everything to do, He's right there. Amen? They was worried. They was fretting. They were afraid, praise God, just cause a little water in the boat. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, what should they have done, preacher? I should just say, Lord, the boat's about full. What are we going to do about it? Amen. He said, They were tore up. They said, "Carest thou not that we perish?" Amen. They were scared of that. They were scared that the water was going to overtake them, that they were going to sink out into the oblivion of the Sea of Galilee. But God Almighty was with them in the boat. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. He was right there with them. He was in the boat. Praise God. And he was with them in the boat. But they were scared. Amen. Why? Because they didn't have a place of trust in their hearts. The reason we're so fearful today is we don't have a place of trust where we trust God in our hearts. Oh, we believe it in the head. Amen. We believe, oh, I know God can do all things. I know God's God's good, God's big, God's all in all, God's nothing's impossible with God. We believe that in our head, but we don't really believe it in our hearts. They knew who Jesus was. I mean, Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the God of glory." Amen. The Christ of God from heaven. We know who you are. And you can have it in your head, but you've got to have it in their hearts. They had it in their head. They believed it. They saw it. They seen his presence. But they did not have it in their heart. They didn't trust him in their hearts. You have to trust the Lord today in your heart. Amen. You have to trust him in your heart, with your heart. Amen. Or if not, you'll not have no faith. And then you see some people that they have no faith. Some people have a little faith. Some people have a little bit of faith. Look back at Peter and Mark in Matthew chapter 14. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 28. Remember, the Lord come walking to them on the water. They thought he was a spirit, and they cried out for fear. Verse 27 said, but straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." They heard a familiar voice. Amen. Hey, when you're frightened, isn't it good to hear a familiar voice? I don't know the times that I've been worried and frustrated, praise God, in the middle of the night, or sometime praying, trying to seek the face of God, and all of a sudden there's a familiar voice. Amen. Comes into where you're at, says, "Hey, you know what? I got this. It's going to be okay." Said Peter, answered him, said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come to thee on the water." So Peter, praise God, he said, "Hey, listen, you know what? Hey, he had some faith." He said, "Lord, if that's you," he said, "Hey, I see you walking the water." Said, "Bid me come to you." Said, "I'll walk on the water too." Amen. That's having a little bit of faith, praise God. He said, if it's you, amen. He said, if it be thou. See, right there is a little bit of doubt. Amen. How many people do you know that can walk on water? Amen. Hello. I wonder how many people Peter had seen in his fisherman career, I pray God, that had walked on the Sea of Galilee before. But he had that if in there. See what happens a lot of times? We have doubts. Amen. Our uncertainties, praise God, keep us from having the right relationship with him. The possibility of faith comes to play when we truly believe that he is. And he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. He'll be in our midst. He'll help us, praise God. Amen. A little faith is better than no faith. Jesus said to him, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Wow. Wasn't that something? Could you imagine these brothers, those fellows in the other boat, praise God, they said, like, wow. The ones that's still in the boat, praise God. When Peter just stepped out over the edge of that boat, and he was standing on the Sea of Galilee. Glory to God. Amen. He had his eyes on Jesus, praise God, and he began to walk on the water. This is what it says. And beginning, he said, and Peter was come down out of the ship. He walked on the water to go to Jesus. Amen. Hey, listen, we got to have a venture of confidence every now and then. Our confidence, just put our confidence in Lord Jesus Christ. Just step out on faith. Trusting the Lord. Amen. That's what faith is. Step out just trusting the Lord. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried saying, "Lord, save me." Amen. So Peter stepped out on faith. He had a little bit of faith. Amen. He was doubtful of it, but he stepped out on faith. He started walking on water. I mean, a little bit of faith, but what happens? A little bit of faith, it sees the seas roaring, it sees the circumstances, he sees the difficulties, and he begins to sink. Amen? Our trust, we have a little bit of faith. We have doubt, we have faith, we have trust, but a little trust. We have faith, but not a whole lot of faith. And before long, we begin to sink. But at least he had the good sense to cry out that as soon as he began to sink, as soon as he began to see these circumstances, he began to realize that he needed some help. As soon as we begin to sink, praise God, we got to realize that we need help and that Jesus Christ is our help. So he cried out and he said, Lord, save me. Amen. And so his faith was little. And it began to fail him because it was small. Amen. Because that trust wasn't as big as it ought to be. Because he took his eyes off the Lord. And he took and put his eyes on the circumstances. And he began to sink. Amen. How many times have we took our eyes, praise God, got our eyes on the circumstances, got our eyes on the life that we're trying to live, praise God, and we begin to sink. And we don't have enough sense to look back and put our, praise God, keep our eyes on Jesus, say, Lord, help me. And believing that he would. Because that just that little faith, praise God, it's not enough. We have to believe in, we have to trust him. Because we're going to have to ask him for a lot of things before we get out of this world. We're going to have to believe on him, praise God. Trust on him, rely on him, adhere to him. Amen. Hey, if we ask him for stuff and we're not listening to hear what he says, we may miss it anyway. Hello? We may miss the picture, praise God. We may get on the wrong boat. Amen. Praise God. But he began to walk on the water. But he began to sink when he took his eyes off Jesus. So what does he tell us in this? He says we need to keep our eyes on the Lord. We need to keep our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. I'd rather have that little faith, though, than no faith. Hadn't you? Amen. Praise God. But then we see people in here that's got a great faith. A great big faith. You ever see people with a great big faith? Miss Myrtle used to live below me in West Virginia. She had a great big faith. She had a great faith. People from all over would call her and say, Miss Myrtle, such and such, please pray for me. Pray for this situation. Pray for this family. She wouldn't question. She wouldn't ask questions. She'd go and hit her knees in her little bedroom in there, and she'd begin to cry out to the Lord. Amen. And most of the time, it wouldn't be just a little while. She'd get a call back. She'd say, everything's better. God heard the prayer, praise God. God began to move. God began to do things. Because she had a great faith. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 15, says there's a little woman, a Syrophoenician woman, a woman of Canaan. Verses 21, Matthew 15, said Jesus went thence and departed out into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Amen. What did she have? She had devil possession. The devil was inside her. See, that's what's wrong with the world today. There's a whole lot of these youngins that's full of the devil. Amen? They're full of the devil, and we add to that. We put all these devices, and they take them, and they listen to them, and they watch them, and they scroll through them, and they see the world and the worldliness and the ungodliness, and it infiltrates their little minds. Amen? Better go back the way it was. Throw them things in the garbage and put a good King James Bible in front of them. Amen. Read it to them. Study it with them. Show them, praise God, that they might know. Carry them to the house of God. That's the most important thing you could ever do for them. Amen. I know we want to do better. I'm guilty. Just as you, I wanted to work. I wanted to make as much as I could. I wanted to give them all that I could give them. Praise God. But the thing that our youngins need, the thing that you need, the thing that I need the most is the precious Word of God. Amen. That's the most important thing that you can give them. We run to and fro. We chase this and chase that. We went to the lake. We had all kinds of good times. But what we needed, praise God, was the Word of God established in our hearts. That's the most important part. That's what brings that great faith. This woman come to Lord Jesus Christ, and her daughter was vexed with a demon. She was possessed. But he answered her not a word, saying, send her away, for she his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cries after us. Amen. He said, hey, take care of her. Whatever she you got to do something with her. Said, she's consistent. She's not giving up. Amen. She just keeps a crying. Praise the Lord. She just keeps a screaming. She's unrelenting in her trust of you. She believes you can do this, and she's not going to take no for an answer. Amen. This is what it says then. He said, but he answered and said, I'm not sent but the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So then she came, then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. He's speaking of those wild, vicious, stray dogs that was in the villages. She says this. She said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs, she's talking about them little puppy dogs, them little baby puppies, them little tender puppies. She says, yes, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. She said, I know how them old vicious dogs are, but said, the little puppies eat off the master's table. They eat the crumbs. They eat the leftovers. Lord, all I'm asking is the leftovers. Amen. Why? Because she had an unrelenting trust of Jesus Christ. A faith that wouldn't give up. A faith that wouldn't quit. You know what happens to us sometimes? I think we pray and we seek and God doesn't answer in our time. So we give up way too early. We give up way too. I told you about my cousin. We witnessed him. We prayed for him for way over 20 years. Well, 1 year right before Christmas, had an opportunity to witness to him. And he said, Jeff, I just need to know some things. I said, what do you need to know? He said, the Bible, I just don't understand it. And we started on a Saturday night, I believe it was Friday night, about midnight, because he was working on a car in his shop and I didn't want to disturb him. But the Lord wouldn't let me go home either. He held me there and I just fed that old potbelly stove, keep us warm, praise God, while he finished up. And he got done, he come over there and he began to ask me these questions. And God just began to open the volume of the book to him. We began to expound upon it and tell him what thus says the Word of God. After all these years of praying, after all these years of agonizing with God on behalf of our people, God began to move on his heart, praise God, and he began to wonder, he began to ask those questions. Amen. So we just began to try to give him those answers. And I think it was on Christmas Day, that same year, he gloriously got born again. Amen. God born is saved by the marvelous grace of God. What if we'd give up? What if we'd quit on him? Amen. Said she never gave up. Amen. Yeah, what are you saying? She didn't cry. She didn't whine and give. Pray God just go. Say, well, it ain't doing no good. I'll just quit. Amen. It ain't doing no good. Nobody's listening. Praise God. God ain't listening. I'm just going to quit. Went to the house. Pray God, and nothing would have happened. But she never quit. She never gave up. Praise God. She stayed consistent. Her trust, her unrelenting trust in the Lord. How good do you trust today? So, well, I'll just be honest with you. Our trust is really good when everything's going good. When everything's running well, praise God. Boy, we trust God. We love Him. We know He's got this. But when difficult situations come, when hardships come, when relationships start being wishy-washy, then we say, well, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do now. Amen. Well, we can't, but He can. We say, Lord, you know we've got a situation here. What are you going to do about it? How are you going to fix this? So how are you going to fix me, Lord? My part in it. Amen. Glory to God. My part in it. But she stayed faithful to the Lord. She's believing, praise God. She held on to the belief. Held on to the Lord, praise God, believing that the answer would come. Amen. This is what the Lord does, and the Lord says. He said, then Jesus answered, said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Amen. That unrelenting trust in the Lord, praise God, just staying there saying, you know what? It ain't come yet, but it's coming. It ain't happened yet, but praise God, it's going to happen. I'm expecting it, Lord. Amen. Praise God. It is going to happen. So we see this woman with a great faith. The great faith, praise God, it overcomes the obstacles. Great faith overcomes those hard times. And you just hit it head on, praise God, till you overcome those hard times. Trusting the Lord, that faith, praise God, that great trust, the possibility of faith that we have. Amen. Not only was this a Syrophoenician woman, but remember the centurion? The centurion that would come to the Lord, beseeching him on behalf of his servant. Go to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. See, God gives these examples in His Word so we can take and apply them to our own heart. Amen. Someone else, praise God, with a great faith. The centurion. Amen. Chapter 8, verse number 5. He said, but when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. This centurion comes to the Lord. And he must have a wonderful servant. And his heart is broken, praise God, because this servant is sick. His servant is heavy on his heart. Amen. He loved him. Praise God. So he comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. He had confidence in the Lord. Amen. So he comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus saith unto him, verse number 7, I will come and heal him. Amen. Now listen to what this centurion does. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say, this man go, and he goeth, and another come, and he cometh, and to my servant do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and from the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. He said, that's a faith, praise God, that you got to have in order to get to heaven. And Jesus said, I've not seen so great a faith. Amen. Because this centurion, all he had, the only evidence that he had was the word of the Savior. Amen. I wonder how much more evidence do we need? We've got the word of a Savior, our Savior. Do we need any more evidence? Praise God. Our possibility of faith, the possibility of trust in Him, praise God, it should already be manifest in our hearts. All He needed, praise God, was the trust in the Savior. Amen. He said, hey, listen, he said, I'm a man of authority. Amen. He said, and I know what a person of authority, he was seeing the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. See that trust, see that faith that he had in the Lord? That's the same kind of trust and faith that you and I have to get things done. That's why he would say, pray believing and you shall receive. We've got to have trust to believe that Jesus will. Amen. You know, we have people come forward, you know what the Bible says, and to call for the elders and have them anoint you, praying over, believing that God can heal you. And we do that. I always tell people, hey, listen, if you don't believe God can do this, just stay back there and don't come up here and get around them, praise God. If you don't believe God can. If you don't believe God will. Because we don't want to hinder that. We know that God can. We know that God will according to His will. Amen. Now sometimes it isn't God's will to do exactly what we want Him to do. But praise God, if it's His will, He can. And He likes to take care of us. He wants to do things for us that blesses our hearts. So that we give Him the glory and He gets the praise out of it. So He does it for us. Amen. Things that we can't always do for ourselves. So the centurion prayed. His heart was broken for his servant. He was convinced in Jesus that the Lord Jesus Christ. All he had to go off of was the word of a Savior, praise God. Amen. So he put his complete trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So you see a Syrophoenician woman, amen, she put her unrelenting trust in the Lord, wouldn't give up, wouldn't give in. And this centurion, praise God, he put a complete trust in Jesus Christ. His complete reliance on Him. He said, listen, there ain't nothing I can do. Hey, I'm a man of authority, but I can't heal my servant. He's sick, he's paralyzed. I can do nothing for him. But Lord, I know that you can. I'm not asking you to go to my house. I'm not even worthy of that. All I need you to do is just say it. Praise God, well, I believe it. And when I get home, they're going to say, I pray God he's running well. That's faith. That's possibility of faith. That's trusting in the Lord. That's knowing what He can do. Amen. That's faith that you can get excited in because you know, praise God, I've asked the Lord to touch me. I've asked the Lord to heal me. I've asked the Lord to give me a direction. I've asked God to give me some help. I've asked God to give me some confidence. Praise God. And you go to a house shouting, praising God, walking about that high because you know God's already answering. May not be today, may not be tomorrow, but the answers are coming. Praise the Lord. Look what Jesus says in verse number 10. I already read in your hearing, said, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed. They didn't say this just to the centurion. He said to those that was with him. He said, verily I say unto you that I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. Amen. He said, I've not seen this kind of faith anywhere in Israel. I've not seen this kind of faith in any people. But the kind of faith he said, that's the kind of faith you need. The possibility of faith, when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, we realize who he is. We realize what he's able to do. And that the Bible says that there's nothing impossible with him. Nothing's impossible. But we have to believe that to receive that. Amen? We have to believe that He is God. And besides Him, there is no other. There's nothing like Him today. He has all power in heaven and on earth. He has power over sickness. He has power over disease. He has power over doubt. I told you last week about the little fella. Praise God, it was possessed with a demon. It would cast him in fire and cast him into water, trying to kill him. And the father come beseeching him. Couldn't get no help. They couldn't do nothing with him. Jesus come from down, transfiguration. He come and he said, what's going on here? They tell him, praise God, he cast that evil spirit out of him. He said, if thou can't believe, he said, Lord, I believe. He said, but help mine unbelief. He said, if there's any doubt in me at all, praise God, help me to get rid of it so I can trust you to do what's needed. Amen. The little Syrophoenician woman. This centurion, praise God. That man, praise God, had that son. They had a trust. They had a reliance on the Lord. That's what we got to have today. It's possible to have faith. God gives it. It's inert and it's, praise God, it's part of us. When God created us human beings, He gave us the ability to have faith. Amen. The capacity to trust the Lord as our Lord and Savior. That very capacity that we need, praise God, to be believers. That's what Paul would say in Romans 12. He said, for I say, through the grace given unto me, that's that unmerited favor of God, by the way, that to every man that is among you, according as God hath dealt with every man, the measure of faith. Listen to me this morning, and I'm done. God has given every one of us a capacity for faith. A capacity for how big's your capacity? Amen. We need to enlarge our capacity of faith. Amen. Now, some of us have been through hardships. Some that God's delivered us, you know, more than once. Our capacity for faith, praise God, it's just like it's bigger. It's growing. Just like these folk, Paul said, that, praise God, Thessalonica, he would say, hey, listen, your spirit, your word is growing in you, so there's a capacity, praise God, for love and charity, because you know what God can do. Yeah. Amen. Our capacity, praise God, for faith ought to be growing. That inward part, praise God, that capacity to trust the Lord. Believe it, knowing that what He's done before, He can do again. That's why Paul would say in Corinthians, he said, listen, said, when you go through these experiences, he said, you'll go through experiences. Amen. He said, use them as an example to others that's coming along after you. Amen. Said, you know what? I've been through that, something just like you going through. But God delivered me. He brought me through it and He'll bring you through too. That's that capacity to trust God. You see what I'm saying? That charity, that love. He said, hey, just price it down. Say, God, hey, what God done for me, He can do the same thing for you. Just love Him, trust Him, believe in Him. The possibility of faith, it's unlimited. Praise God. When we trust in Him, praise God, that capacity to trust the Lord. You said, why should we preach? Because he's the only one, praise God, that can do what He says He'll do. Amen. He said He gives us great and exceeding precious promises that He and He alone can fulfill. He's the only one that can come through for us. And He'll come through right when you need Him. Amen. Right on time. He's never been late. But He gives us the capacity to trust. He gives us the possibility to have faith. The kind of faith that we need to see God move in our lives and do things for us that we so desperately need in the day and hour that we live. Amen. Praise God.